Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Would you wear your Kildare jersey in Tenerife, for example?
No.
You wouldn't?
Under any circumstances.
Why not, though? You're not proud of
Declare tattoos, you know.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, a Connacht stalwart calls time on his career. An Ireland back rower is nominated for Women's Six Nations Player of the Tournament, and Qatar are looking to put their stamp on the rugby landscape. First up today, Tiernan O'Halloran has announced he'll be retiring at the end of this season. Currently playing his 15th campaign with the province, the fullback has to date amassed 236 appearances for his home province, scoring 48 tries along the way. He's highlighted 2016 as the peak of his career, as in the space of a couple of months, he helped Connacht win the Pro 12 and then went on to make his Ireland debut against the Springboks in Johannesburg. O'Halloran would go on to win five more Ireland caps. He's described playing for Connacht for a decade and a half as a dream come true, saying he gave it all for the jersey, while head coach Pete Wilkins says they want to give the fullback the send-off he deserves. Speaking to Off the Ball back in 2019, O'Halloran said his Pro 12 winning coach Pat Lamb helped change the philosophy out west.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the biggest changes, I suppose, is, like I said, that mentality probably 7 or 8 years ago of we were the fourth province, very much, you know, we don't get a lot, we have to fight for everything we get. So I suppose we were kind of bitter towards everything about that. So anytime we play at the other provinces, and I know playing against Brian and stuff throughout the years, like, we always wanted to get one over them and show what we can do. So I think that was probably the frustration from the supporters' point of view. It's why can Connacht play, beat Leinster in the sports ground and then lose to one of the weaker teams away from home, things like that. And we just never had that consistency. We could always raise it for big games against the Leinsters and the Munsters, but we could never get that. Whereas, I suppose, like you said, when Pat came in, it changed our mentality a small bit that, you know, we've got plenty of backing from the IRFU. We have the players there. We just have to back ourselves and back what we have here. Obviously, I know facility-wise, things like that, we're not where we'd like to be. But at the same time, it is what it is. I think we just kind of get on with it. And that's the best thing over the years, is that consistency now. Our waveform has definitely improved. That was a huge thing for, I think there was two or three seasons there where I think we might have won one or two games away from home. And it was nearly, you're defeated before even getting the plane. It was just, we didn't know what we were doing. We kind of had, oh, it's okay to lose this week. And we didn't, you know, you weren't saying it out loud, but I think that was just the mentality that was there. And I don't think you can blame the coaches for that. I think it's just, it was in Connacht rugby for so long. That's the way it was. It was kind of instilled in lads, and I suppose it's through the academy and things like that that you've got to change the mentality, guys. And that's the great thing, I suppose, about the success of the Pro 12 in 2016, is it gave younger guys confidence in what Connacht can achieve. So now when we get young guys in or new players in, it's straight away have that belief of winning again, which is huge for us. So I think that's been a big part of it.
What did Lamb do? Because, you know, there were always stories that the media loves, like he gets all the players to carry a rugby ball with them or to have one in the house, and, you know, that's a great headline or a great piece of info. But in your opinion now, looking back, what was the biggest thing Lamb did specifically? You talked about change of attitude.
Yeah, it was. It was strange. There's a lot of different things, and there's a few things he came in with that lads didn't agree with, but at the same time, they kind of... But just weird things, like you said, like carrying a rugby ball around all the time with different quotes on it. And he'd always bring different things in, like different type of handshakes that he had to do with people. And
there's one for each county, wasn't there?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Which was, in fairness to Pat, that was one of his big things, was he wanted to incorporate all of Connacht into it, because I suppose there probably was a small bit of Galway City or Galway County as just being Connacht rugby, which I think was really important to go out to all the five counties and bring them in as one province and make it, you know, show that we care about everyone. And we started going to Roscommon and Sligo and these places and doing open training sessions. And I think, you know, people bought into that. And we saw that, you know, in 2016, after we won it, when the crowds that turned up from all over to show that support. It's hard to, I suppose, put a finger on exactly what Pat brought, but I suppose he did instill belief in the systems that we had. He brought in a system, I suppose, the 2-4-2 shape at the time that... probably back then not a lot of teams were playing, and I remember our first year doing it, we were really struggling with it because we didn't really know how to do it or what we were doing, so it just got frustrating in training and things. And when you're in the sports ground on the back pitch there and it rains as much as it does here and it's windy, it's hard to get through some sessions like that.
Ireland flanker Aoife Wafer has been nominated for Women's Six Nations Player of the Tournament. She's on a four-women shortlist that includes England fullback Ellie Kildon, France winger Romain Ménager and Italy winger Alyssa Dinca. Wafer was arguably Ireland's standout player as they finished third in the table and qualified for next year's World Cup in the process. Voting is open to the public via sixnationsrugby.com and until 10 p.m. on Tuesday next. Meanwhile, Ireland's finished Irish in the Six Nations has seen the move up one place in the latest world rankings to 9th, above the USA and just below Italy. England remain the world's best team, ahead of New Zealand, with France in 3rd. Qatar are looking to put their imprint on rugby, having already staged more than its fair share of soccer tournaments. According to the Daily Mail's Matt Hughes, the Gulf State is bidding to host the new Nations Championship. Due to start in 2026, the Nations Championship will see the Six Nations joined by the Rugby Championship Quartet and likely Fiji and Japan. A final series will be played at the end of the November window of that year, and indeed every 2 years the Nations Championship is staged. The Mail's report says Qatar has promised returns of almost €1 billion over 8 years to the contracted unions. Qatar are understood to be working in conjunction with marketing and sports rights agency Pitch International, who previously sold TV rights on behalf of all the Six Nations. They've reportedly given the unions 7 days to sign up to a 2-month period of exclusive negotiations. And finally, Montpellier continue to add to their options for next season. They've agreed a 2-year deal with Exeter's Georgian international loosehead Nika Abuladze. He'll join fellow new arrivals Billy Vunipola and the returning Mohamed Awa at Montpellier next season. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.